Let's go play it.
Authorities are warning residents in this area to expect the worst.
It was a terrible highway accident.
And we mentioned the man has a long criminal history.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com.
Good morning. It is Friday, January 23rd, 2015. Here are your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines. A controversial and very chilling video has been released by police in New Jersey showing two police officers shooting a black man after he tried to get out of his car with his hands up. Now, this happened at the end of the year, December 30th. The recording just made available over the last day or so, and the video shows the two New Jersey cops in Bridgeton pulling over a black man. Initially, nothing seemed to be a problem as the officers, who have been identified, asked the driver, Leroy Tutt, to show them his driver's license. He had been traveling with a passenger, a 36-year-old man, Jerame Reed, sitting up front, and told that he had been pulled over because he failed to halt at a stop sign. The situation gets out of control. The driver's left hand can be seen out of the window, and the police told the driver and the passenger to stay still or they would kill them if they moved. And then shows the weapons being drawn as they began to search the car, and they found a gun in the glove compartment. Subsequently told Reed not to move, and he can be heard saying, "Let me out." And at that point, they say, despite having both hands outside the window, they opened fire and killed Reed, firing 9 bullets in the process. The driver who got out of the car was arrested by police officers, backup quickly arriving on the scene. And both officers, one who's black and there's one who is white, have been placed on administrative leave. And this is in New Jersey.
Was the black cop that did the shooting civil?
There was a lot of conversation by the black cop.
Mm-hmm.
And there was 9 bullets, so obviously.
And why are we just not hearing about this? Because you said it happened at the end of the year?
Yeah, this was December 30th, and the video has just been released.
That's all you know.
That's what we
okay.
And the story is unfolding now that the video is out, Tom.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sure, because yesterday it was just the video, seeing this over and over and over again. And what we'll probably get, if we don't have it already, is more information about it as this morning goes on.
Mm.
As Tom Joyner mentioned, we are in Arkansas, and flu deaths are up in Arkansas.
Mm.
24 Arkansans have died of the flu, according to the State Department of Health. This was announced yesterday. 18 deaths in people over 65 years of age. Four people have died between the ages of 45 and 64, and 2 people 25 to 44. It is dangerous, obviously, in a number of states, and many are saying we're looking at epidemic proportions. The case also regarding health cases is the number of measles cases that have come as a result of people, they believe, visiting Disneyland.
In California.
And it has spread
51.
And it has spread to, it's not only California, but surrounding states. So now we're looking at about between 5 and 8 to 10 states in which people are affected by what measles, they believe are measles outbreaks.
From Disneyland.
Yeah, because kids aren't getting the
vaccination
these days.
And they say you're fine to go to Disneyland if you get
your shots.
If you have your shots.
Right.
Other than that, you might be taking a chance.
Yeah.
When you go on those.
And a lot of parents obviously don't do inoculations anymore for their kids.
Yeah.
So you pay the price for that. Those are your headlines. I'm Sybil Wilkes.
Kevin Costner coming up, 17 before the hour. This is the TJMS.